Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close Up podcast. Now, drought is impacting the eastern states, but it's also having a direct impact on the seafood industry. Coffs Harbour Co-op, for example, is reporting its catch is down by 200 tonnes this year. Now, to find out more about how the dry spell is impacting the nation's fishing communities, I caught up with Seafood Industry Association Chief Executive Jane Lovell.
Have variations in climate, we can see the impact on land. We see drought, but we don't see the impact at sea because the sea's still wet. It's still a big blue thing, and it looks like there's lots of water there, but there are impacts. And some of those impacts are on fish like prawns, for instance, seafood like prawns, where they rely on water to flush down rivers and out into estuaries. And without that water flowing off the land, so the drought on the land directly impacting the ocean, we don't get the recruitment of prawns. But the impacts are not just restricted to that. We get changes in temperature of the oceans, and we get changing distribution of fish. And for our guys that have very regulated controls on how and where they fish, they can't chase those fish south. So for the seafood industry, the climate variations do impact us, but you just don't see them.
So a little bit more on water temperature there. We've seen in all of the Bureau's reports this year that it's been at near record, if not definitely above average temperatures on the ground across the states. What has it meant for water temperatures and the climate of fish?
Well, what we are actually seeing, and we've been seeing it for a few years, is species moving south because of the warming of the ocean. So we're finding fish down in Tassie that we'd not normally find there. So, you know, fish have got preferred temperature ranges and habitats and environments that they like to live in. And when the temperature of the ocean goes up, they just move with it. So, you know, it definitely has an impact. But that's on the fish. If you think about all of the other things that are happening in the ocean, so you know, plankton and phytoplankton that seafood ultimately and fish ultimately rely on, they all get impacted as well. So it's quite a complex issue to talk about. But, you know, the bottom line for our guys is that we are seeing reduced catches. And, you know, people that have had been looking at this over the years can actually plot decrease in catch in alignment with increasing in temperature on land and drought on land. So Coffs Harbour is saying that, you know, they're 200 tonnes down already.
That's a huge amount. How long has this been building for, I guess? The drought obviously has been around for the best part of 18 months or 2 years, or 6 years up in Queensland in the extreme instance. How long have we seen this coming in the seafood space?
I guess those people that have got, you know, the records going back, they probably could have seen it coming. But, and I'm sure our fishers saw it coming. But I guess for me, we've been talking about drought at sea within, you know, SIA for a while. And in my previous life in the federal parliament, used to talk about it a lot there too. But so we talk about it. But the real thing is, what are we doing about it, Eddie? What support are we offering for something that we know is coming and is real?
Well, that was my next question, Jane. We see support for dryland farmers across the country coming from federal and state, and even charities have been involved this year. What is there for our seafood industry and fishers?
So, sadly, there's a bit of a line that's drawn between, you know, land and sea when it comes to assistance being available. And please, I want to be really clear that we do not begrudge any of the assistance that's going to our drought-affected farmers. This is not take from them to give to us. It's not that scenario at all. All we're saying is we've got impacts. They are measurable. We can demonstrate them. Please let us be considered for the same kinds of assistance that our land-based cousins get. So, for instance, the Farm Household Allowance, wild catch fishers are excluded from that. And there's a review of the Farm Household Allowance going on right now. So we're arguing that just let us be considered farmers of the sea, if you like.
That's Seafood Industry Association Chief Executive Jane Lovell. Thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with me, feel free to send through an email. The email address, grab a pen, it's ruralnews, all one word, at macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews, all one word, at macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.